This is Joey with Seven Stones.
Hi, Joe. This is Joey calling from Local Splash. So yeah, I received your message though, and I just wanted to verify if you're still getting the ad order.
So I just go. What I've been doing, I went back to the original email that I had got, and when I go to verify your domain, that's where I keep getting stuck. So let me just get out of everything. I'm going to close everything. So it says add verification. Go copy. So what I need is whoever runs the domain, which is iCloud, Cloudflare, whatever, copy the below code and paste it into the DNS section of your domain host website. So I just send a screenshot of that to whoever was on the website right now, that chat group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, that is the same record that you gave us before, Joe, and yeah, that DXP record is already added.
Okay, so what do I do from there, or where do I see that?
Okay, so you have to go back to the page, okay, where you...
The Local Splash page?
No, not in the Local Splash page. Because you're setting up a Google Workspace account, right? So you need
yes.
to go back to the Google Workspace setup.
Okay, I'm in Google Workspace right now, and it says add verification code. But I need you. So from here, it says go to iCloud. That's the only option. Go to Cloudflare, and then it says connect, protect, and build everywhere Cloudflare. Log in, but I don't have any of this information. Because you guys already did this, right?
Okay, it's giving you the login. Let me see. Can you go to the login page and see if...
On Cloudflare?
Okay, please send us a screenshot of what you're seeing, Joe. I'm going to forward that to the website team. Mm-hmm.
So I did that already, and if you look on the last chat, let me go to...
Okay.
But I'll just do another one. Domain. So snip this. So it's the only thing that I can pick is on the very bottom. It says go to Cloudflare. When I click on that, it takes me to that website. But somebody else runs that, not me. So I don't know.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. After you click go to Cloudflare, Yeah, you're being redirected to a different site, right? Yeah, can you take a screenshot of that one?
Yes. The site that I'm redirected to?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's cloudflare.com.
Okay, thank you. Let me... Okay, yeah, let me just forward the second screenshot. Give me a few minutes.
So when I go to login, it says login to Cloudflare and an email and password. And so I really don't have these credentials because I don't run the DNS, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So when you say it was already added, what exactly was added? Because all I'm really trying to do is get business emails set up.
Mm-hmm. So what was added, Joe, is the TXT records. It was added to your DNS.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that allows me to set up emails on my Google?
Yes, that is correct. It means that, yeah.
And my Google business page?
Google Workspace.
Well, Google Works. Okay, so let me try to get to that point.
Sure. Okay.
Google Workspace paid for this. So let me try to log in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Manage your Google account, maybe?
Yeah, you will try doing that one, although I'm not really familiar with the, you know, with the Google Workspace admin, but yeah, let's try checking that one.
So I have home, personal info, security, Google password, third party, people sharing wallet, and subscriptions.
Mm-hmm. Did Google provide you the login information already?
I don't think so. Domain is 7stonesoutdoors@gmail.com. Name is 7stone. Profile, invoice number. If you want to view your payment history updates here, sign in.
Thank you.
Sign into your admin at google.com.
I checked some steps online. Yeah, you have to go to admin.google.com and then, yeah.
Okay, Google Workspace Dashboard. I found that. Okay, so Google Workspace Status Dashboard, no incidents, admin consoles. Okay, Workspace, I don't know what any of this is.
I think you need to go to the admin console.
The admin console. Okay, I see that.
And do you see the verified domain?
No, I'm just a little confused on how to get there, actually, so. So I'm on like my business page. I don't know if that's the admin console.
Okay. You don't see the verified domain, right?
No, I don't. I don't know where to look for that even. Google account email, verification needed recovery email, untagged managed emails from Google, other emails you can add to sign into your account. Is this what I...
It's something like this. Let me just share with you the... I shared you a link through the chat. Let me know if you receive it.
Okay. Home services. Migrate this weekend. So, this took me to something else, but I just, so I know I have already paid for it. I just don't know how to, like, move forward right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you see the link that I sent you?
Yes, I came onto it, and so it's just saying, it's trying to get me to purchase again, but I've already purchased. Contact Google support.
Okay, hold on.
What is your domain register? GoDaddy Networks.
Yeah, it's asking you that information.
Yeah, what is your domain registrator?
Okay,
it says GoDaddy Network Solutions, other domain, Google domains, Namecheap, and not sure.
Okay,
I think it's iCloud, isn't it?
Let me check that information here. Yeah, the registrar is name.com.
Name.com, so I'm just going to put other. And how do you spell that?
Name as in the name, N-A-M-E, yes, and then .com.
It says, how many users do you plan to have? I'm going to put 5 for now.
Okay.
Anything else you want us to know? Enter your name. It's asking me to put my email. Is this like the new email I want to add, you think?
Okay, it should be the email, yeah. The email that you wanted to create.
Enter your domain name. This will help us run and check your DNS and come back prepared. Is that Seven Stones Outdoors?
Yes, that's right.
Do I need to put www or no?
It's okay. Yeah, just sevenstonesoutdoors.com.
Seven Stones Outdoors. Thank you for contacting. Our team will review your request and get back to you soon. Cheers. So I feel like this is not the right thing, though, because I feel like I've passed this part. Well, Google Work, sign in to your admin console at admin.google.com. So when I click on that, it gets me, okay, I'm on the admin console, Google Workspace status dashboard, Google Meet video setup, Google Help, the Google Workspace referral program, managing subscriptions, payments, there's home, apps, billing, at account, show more. Account, rules, billing, reporting, create your custom email address, get started. Okay, domain verification accounts don't support some services that work with personal Gmail or Google One. For example, if you're verified your domain, you can no longer use Google Family, Google Fit, or Google Nest. Set up your custom email address. You need a domain name for the setting, for setting up a custom address. You're at your business. So this is, we've already got, so use a domain you already own. But I don't really own it, though, but I'm going to go ahead and click on that. So I click on that. Continue with my choice. Enter your domain name.
the part after the X. So seven domes, outdoors, at gmail.com. Sorry, we, oh, I'm sorry, it's not, it's just .com. And so your username, joey.garcia. Let's set up your domain. Verify you own 7stonesoutdoors.com. 4 minutes. Once you verify ownership, you can start using Workspace apps and unlock advanced features. Start using Gmail with your domain. We'll help you set up Gmail so your email address is at. So I think they're going to send a verification right now to whoever verify you own. So this is, so your organization will get advanced features in Gmail. Sign into your domain host to authorize the DNS changes. This will allow Google to make the necessary DNS update. So I can't sign into iCloud. I need somebody who runs my domain. Or I can switch to a manual verification.
I'm not going to do that. Sorry for not being
respected. Should I do the switch to a manual verification? Since I can't log in? Ma'am?
Yes, Joe, yes. Let's do the manual verification and see what other options we have available. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it says switch to manual, select your domain host, which is Cloudflare.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to push switch the, there's two options, switch to auto verification or continue. I'm going to put continue.
Okay.
And then so here it says copy the below code and paste it to the DNS section of your domain host website. You said you already did that, right?
Yes, yeah, we already did that. And it shows here that the TXT records are already propagated. And also, yeah, you just need to hit on the verify domain and you should be good.
Just a second. Okay, so I'm not sure what we need to do here. Okay, so come back here and confirm. Okay, confirm. That's done. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see those little tabs. So let's see. Domain setup. Finalize your domain. You're almost done. Set up a couple more things to wrap this up by clicking agree. You agree to the workspace. So agree. This may take a few minutes. I think I figured. I think we got it.
Okay, awesome.
Let's see. This can take a few minutes. Getting your domain ready.
You into nature, so I face really close to your face. Oh, I could feel you breathing in my bed, but I knew you'd sleep.
Stop talking right now.
Is there anything the matter?
No.
Get off.
No.
Get off the damn bus.
Oh, what is this, Andrea?
Yes, I think we're good. I think we can
okay.
jump off the car. I appreciate you, and I'll keep you posted.
Oh, no problem at all, Joe. Yeah, just reach out to us again, okay, if you have any other questions or any concerns.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
All right, you're very welcome. Thank you again for your time, Joe. Bye-bye for now.
Okay.